This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't... Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rockin'.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. We have some crazy things happening here in the state of Minnesota, no doubt. No doubt at all. And what I'm talking about right now is Keith Ellison somehow and mysteriously, friends, won the AG's office. Now, going back to the track record of the guy that we're talking about here right now, the radical Keith Ellison, the Muslim, the first guy to swear in on the Quran, which is incompatible with the United States Constitution, the guy that has a track record concerning breaking traffic laws and civil matters, concerning his license, friends, that was suspended because he got 10 tickets in 10 years from 2006 to 2016. To a guy that wants to be the top cop in the state of Minnesota that has no respect for American laws. Folks, and again, keep in mind, this is going on across the United States of America right now. Fighting up against abuse allegations, and he wants to be the top cop. Yesterday we had brought up the fact that he doesn't even have a license to practice law. We found out today that that was reinstated. People are trying to figure out how this guy could have been voted in as the AG, the Attorney General in the state of Minnesota, with known Hamas terror-tied connections. America, am I talking to the people that have been around and were around back in September 11th of 2001? For 17 years, we've been told that our enemies are the Muslims. And then we also have here in the state of Minnesota where Ilhan Omar wins the 5th District. I mean, America, I can't make this up. Oh, by the way, I watched the video just to let you know how Scripture is coming to pass right before your eyes, by the way. It's being played out right now. I watched the video of Ilhan Omar and her victory party she had and how they were dancing and doing their things in their hijabs. And it was interesting, it was filled with Muslims, of course, because the support base for Ilhan Omar and that of Keith Ellison, friends, are Muslims. And they are not here to assimilate, they are here to push Sharia law. That's why they act outside of law, which is outside of their scope of authority, which, by the way, P.S., makes them unlaw and unfit, friends. And it makes them, as you and I would know, as outlaws. And they want to make law-abiding Christians, friends, constitutionalists, patriots, and conservatives, they want to make you the outlaws. Just for the record. Just for the record. Now, with that said, it was interesting. Because last night, I watched the polls. And now keep in mind, we all know that only 94% of the American people throughout the United States of America do not believe the media. The mainstream media, you know, CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, ABC, CBS. And it was interesting because when I was looking for polling statistics as they were being played out. The polls closed at 8 o'clock. This was about 6:30. I noticed that the only place that I could find the polling statistics and the polls and how they were being played out and who won incumbency in the state of Minnesota here, I noticed that I was going back to a page called KSTP, which is Channel 5 in Minneapolis, Minnesota here. And with that said, what was interesting to take note of is ABC owns them. And I'm thinking to myself, whoa, 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 wait a second. No matter what they tell the people don't know the difference. They're the same source that are giving you the findings concerning what's going on in the state of Minnesota and across the United States of America that are continuously throwing propaganda on the American people. Now, with that said, that wasn't enough for me. What I had to do is I had to pull the curtain back and go online and look at the state, my state, in the state of Minnesota. And I noticed that a majority, easy, concerning the counties in the state of Minnesota were red. There was very little blue. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a second. How are all these said Democrats, the leftists, the socialists, how are they winning all of these counties? And then I put two and two together, and I'm watching the AG race between Wardlow and Keith Ellison. And with that said, I'm thinking, wait a second, so we have all these counties throughout the state of Minnesota that are for Wardlow. How is it that Ellison's winning here? And then I started to pay attention to the polls, and it started out where the polls actually had Keith Ellison almost doubling his support of that of Doug Wardlow. And I knew right then and there something was way off base. Now, I just shared with you, friends, a couple days ago, I played the audio of an individual that actually programs the polling machines to rig them 49 or 51, whatever way you want it to go. In other words, the winner is the one that pays me to adjust it to fit what he wants me to do, set the polls as to be. Okay? And so the first thing that's going through my mind is, wait, is there's major voter fraud going on in the state of Minnesota. So I started to pay attention to the polls. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a second, how many Muslims are there in the state of Minnesota? There's about 100 to 120,000 Muslims in Minnesota. And, of course, they're going to vote for Keith Ellison. They're not for American law, friends. They are not here to assimilate. They are here to overthrow. Okay? You can ask them themselves. They'll tell you exactly what they're doing and what they intend to do. Now, with that said, friends, also keep in mind that we, at the end of the day, had polling where Keith Ellison won by about 100,000 votes, and he had over 1 million votes. And I'm looking at it, and I'm saying, wait a second. There's 100,000 Muslims here. He's got over 1 million votes, and Wardlow is right behind him. It got to the point where Wardlow was starting to catch up to him, gradually, incrementally. And I told my family, because I told you on the radio, they're going to try to put Tim Walz and they're going to try to put Keith Ellison together on the same ticket. Because they want them both in power to overthrow anybody that's left in the state of Minnesota who might oppose them, which there is a whole mess of us in the state of Minnesota. They're anti-gun. They want to ban military-style guns. They want to make it a sanctuary state, which means they want to bring in more Muslims. Keith Ellison wants to jack that up 300%. And the list goes on. They're for the LGBT. And they want to censor and suppress and shut down anybody that dare expose them for who they are while they continuously attempt to tear down the Constitution of the United States of America in an attempt to recreate it in their own ungodly image. And we're not going to have it here in the state of Minnesota, just for the record. And we're talking about lawfully every step of the way. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mast, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over to our Facebook account, Bradley Dean. By the way, I have now been censored for 3 months in a row. There's many people out there right now that are accrediting big tech companies, Google, Yahoo, Twitter, Facebook, for helping the landslide that's taking place across the country even today, friends. And, of course, again, it's all illegal, America, just so you know. There is something called the First Amendment, which bars them from what they're doing today. Again, if you want to check it out, Facebook, Bradley Dean. Also go to my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1, double E. If you'd like to jump over on Sons of Liberty Media YouTube page, please do. Bradley Dean, again, double E. We have over 200 videos bringing about the results to a plethora of topics concerning what's going on in your country. We're not just talking about the problem, friends. We're giving you the answers. But the answers are up to you. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, in just a couple minutes, we're going to get to imagine with me, if you will, what America could be like. Okay? We're going to talk about that after this next segment, but I want to finish what I was talking about during the first segment, during this second segment. And P.S., we're going to have Ron Branston back on the radio with us tomorrow, blowing the trumpet, friends, as to what is taking place concerning voter fraud, not in just the state of Minnesota, but across the boards. Now, just to go over what I just said during the first segment, friends, keep in mind, people across the boards are trying to figure out why Keith Ellison won his bid for the Attorney General's office in the state of Minnesota, and I'm going through it, friends, from the bottom up as to what took place. When you look at a map of just in the state of Minnesota concerning our counties, easily, hands down, a majority of them are red. And there's very little blue if you want to play the party favorites here. The fact of the matter is, it tells us that there's a majority of people in the state of Minnesota that want the rule of law in their state. Mysteriously, Keith Ellison beats Wardlow yesterday. And when you're watching the polls, at the beginning of the polls, friends, he was actually, Keith Ellison was doubling his voter polls during that time. I think it was like at probably 15% of the vote that was in concerning the precinct counts. The precinct counts. And with that said, I just watched it slowly, and I told my family, I said, what's going to happen is Tim Walz is going to win along with Keith Ellison because they're aligned doctrinally, and it's outside of who we are as a constitutional republic. So in other words, friends, you have foreign law working to dispossess you, and that is a part of judgment for those that did not know. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 63 when you get a moment, because it's exactly what's happening. America, you've already possessed the land. You have foreigners coming in with the help of the useful idiots called politicians, corrupt politicians at that, that are being used to help dispossess you, okay? You have foreigners coming into this country not to assimilate, but wanting you to learn to assimilate to their ways of life. They're leaving their culture that they need help from you and I from, but when they get here, they want to bring their culture with them, okay? That is illegal in this country, and that's what's playing out here. Back to Ellison and Wardlow. So I told my family what's going to happen. It's going to be a close race, and they're going to make it, you know, 49-51%, just like we exposed to you the other day as we played some audio from an individual that actually rigged the polling machines, and he told you how it worked. Well, we know that there's major voting fraud going on in the state of Minnesota. Again, we're going to learn more about that tomorrow from Ron Branston. But with that said, friends, I'm sitting here watching this. And I'm watching it play out. And I said, he's not going to win. They're going to just play the strings of the people throughout the United States in hopes that Wardlow still has a chance to win. Well, the fact of the matter is, friends, again, consider the source as to who's giving the polling statistics. This explains Barack Hussein Obama. I have shown you, friends, show after show, he didn't have the support of the American people. Concerning Hillary Clinton, she never had the support of the American people, yet the media reports, look at it, it's a neck-to-neck battle between her and Donald Trump. Baloney! She never had the support, friends, just like Keith Ellison doesn't have the support outside of the Muslim population in the United States of America, and namely in Minnesota, which only happens to be 100 to 120,000 Muslims in the state of Minnesota. Now, by the way, out of his own mouth, Keith Ellison said, friends, when he won the congressional seat for the 5th district in the state of Minnesota, that he could have never won that seat without the Somalian votes. You want to tell me how he got a million votes, friends? 1,100,000 votes? Just, I think it was 100,000 votes more than that of Doug Wardlow? It doesn't jive. We did receive information this morning to further solidify the point that the numbers are way disproportionate, just like under Barack Hussein Obama, by the way. Remember what Joseph Stalin said, friends. A tactic that he used was, you know what, let them vote. Because it doesn't matter who does the voting, it matters who does the counting, who does the reporting. This electronic baloney, friends, has to be a thing of the past. We need paper ballots. We need one on both sides of the party, friends, Republicans and Democrats, watching the voters as they're throwing them in the machine that tallies the votes. We need cameras set up in these precincts so we can see for ourselves exactly what's happening. Taking that to, again, what happened yesterday, we've seen across the United States of America where Democrats, friends, as we're told, again, left-right paradigm to only divide and conquer, Mark 325, where their precincts were completely dead. There was nobody there, or very little to nobody being there to vote. Okay. So what's happening? Voter fraud. When are the American people going to wake to the fact that this is really happening? Let me take it a step further, friends. This morning at 6 o'clock in the morning, I'm up. And I know when I'm onto something, and I know when I'm following something, friends. And when the Lord drops something, you stay that trail and just watch. He'll manifest it. He'll bring all things to the light as to what's going on. I wanted to know from the Communist Star and Tribune in Minneapolis. By the way, they have a large mural of Ilhan Omar on their wall in the offices of Star and Tribune. Okay? Shows you who they're working for. Pioneer Press, same thing. Bias towards Wardlow. Bias towards Wardlow. None of the crimes, the said crimes of Keith Ellison's driver's record, his paying no taxes, his relation to Antifa, his relation to Hamas, terror-tied Muslim Brotherhood, the list goes on with Keith Ellison. The media was silent concerning all of the facts concerning Keith Ellison. They couldn't hide the fact when Karen Monahan came out with her allegations, and shame on Karen Monahan for not producing the video that she said that she had, because Keith Ellison called her a liar. Okay? She has that video. She could have put him out of business for the rest of his life concerning politics had she produced that video. She failed to do it. Nobody cares about who Karen Monahan is anymore. Shame on her. I went over to the Star and Tribune. Pioneer Press is just as guilty, friends. Same boss. These useful idiots are still working for the same boss that are telling them to lie to the American people, as if to suggest they're not lying to them too. And to those that are lying to the useful idiots, keep in mind, someone's lying to you, and all the way up the chain, all the way back to hell, where he came from, the great deluder, is responsible for lying through and through. Okay? Keep in mind, if someone asks you to lie for them, rest assured they're lying to you as well. I got up this morning, 6 o'clock. I wanted to see the response of the people on these articles where it declared that Keith Ellison was the winner. Folks, 8 out of 10, I'm not exaggerating that, I'm not sensationalizing that, I'm not embellishing that in any sense of the word. The first 8 out of 10 comments that I read were talking about how stupid people in Minnesota are for allowing Keith Ellison to take the AG's office, to be the top cop. 8 out of the 10. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, I know I'm right, and I know it's a matter of time before it comes out, but then it's going to be too late. America, you have to come to terms with the system in which is in place is there to control you. And it's the same system cycle after cycle after cycle after cycle, where they, those that are oppressing the people in this country, those that are advocating a new system of government in this country, are still in place. And until they're lawfully removed, friends, it's going to continue on until the next cycle. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Senator Bill Nelson announced today that his race against Governor Rick Scott is not over. Of the 8.1 million ballots cast, Scott leads by 34,537, which is within the threshold for a state-mandated recount. Now all of Florida's 67 counties need to recheck tally totals, and the deadline for that is November 10th. President Trump at the White House held a press conference to discuss the midterm elections, which saw the Democrats take back control of the House while Republicans gained in the Senate. The president talked about reaching across the aisle and working with Democrats.
Hopefully we can all work together next year to continue delivering for the American people, including on economic growth, infrastructure, trade, lowering the cost of prescription drugs. These are some of the things that the Democrats do want to work on, and I really believe we'll be able to do that. I think we're going to have a lot of reason to do it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I want to give a shout-out to our friends Michael Roach over at Before It's News. Thank you for the broadcast. In all sincerity, my friend Michael Roach. Yes. Folks, we're talking about Keith Ellison. We're talking about Ilhan Omar. It makes sense how she won the seat in the 5th District because that population is Muslim. But isn't it interesting to note? They're not voting. The Muslims that are coming into Minnesota and to an American friends are not voting for American law. Hello. They're asking you to assimilate to their law, Sharia law. That's what is happening. Okay? Let me say that again. Let me say it this way. They're not under attack. They're attacking. They're not here to assimilate. They're here to show you how through totalitarian methods that you and how you are going to assimilate to their way of life. And if not, they'll do it by force. You know, like I said, we have forefathers to look to. The Bible tells us we're to look to those that have went before us in the faith. And when I look to our forefathers, I just don't see a lot of punks. We have the Black Robe Regiment, those bad boy preachers. They were called the Black Robe Regiment by none other than, guess who? The tyrant King George across the pond, as if to suggest it was a badge of dishonor. They looked at it as a badge of honor. Okay? Then what do we have behind them? The church doing their job, number one. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Number two, we have 56 signers that don't bend the knee. Thomas Jefferson said that when injustice becomes law, it's really policy in America, but when injustice becomes law, resistance becomes duty. That's where we're at today, America, just for the record. Lawfully. Lawfully. I hate violence, just for the record. Okay? Then you have 13 colonies, along with the 56 signers and the black robed regiment that did not bend the knee. And if you don't bend, you don't burn, friends. Just for the record, ask Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Okay? We're in it today. It's going to get real, America. And I want to tell you something. For those that still think that this is happening over in third world countries, and you still think in your mind, your deceptive mind, because you hold fast to deceit, that this is surreal and it could never happen here, you're the first ones to go to judgment. You draw the seed of violence nigh unto you. Why? Because you're of the group of people that have not yet put your feet down on the ground of reality. You're in it. You're in it. With that said, looking to our forefathers and the patriots of our faith, if you look at Geneva Bible, which I have one right behind me, you look at the footnotes, friends, it tells you how to deal with tyrants. The Geneva Bible. Check it out. You have a history, America, of resistance. Okay? Last night, when I was watching the polls, I started getting a text from an individual that started telling me, Bradley, take you and your kids and your wife and get out of Minnesota while you can. I was a little bewildered considering the source. I mean, this guy had told me over and over and over again, with all due respect to the truth and who God is in my life. You know, the Bible says that the righteous are made bold as lions. I didn't see Jesus run from the battle. I seen him run in the center of the battle to destroy the works of the devil. Because the Bible says that he was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. And that's exactly what he did. And it's exactly what he's doing today. Okay? I texted him back and I said, why would I leave? Question mark. And he texts me back again and he says that he's going to be moving to a different state. And I again said to him, why would you move to a different state? America, let me say this. Friends, in 53 countries, let me say this. Have you ever taken the time to realize the price paid for your redemption in the spiritual first and foremost? Christ hath also once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us unto God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Okay, 1 Peter 3:18. Okay. Have you taken the time to understand what John 15:13 means? Greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his brethren. Have you taken the time to understand that during World War I, where my grandpa was, that 116,516 men fought, bled, and died to give us the freedoms that we still have today? Or what about World War II? 405,399 men and women fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution with their blood to give us the freedoms that we have today. And I'm supposed to grab my family and my wife and get out of Dodge? Or what about Korea? 38,174. My dad was there picking up body parts. World War II, my uncles were there. Fighting and bleeding and dying and sacrificing themselves to give us what we have today? And I'm supposed to get out of America? I'm supposed to get out of my homeland? Because a bunch of foreigners, I don't care if they're homegrown or not. And I'm not just talking about foreigners coming into our country. I'm talking about foreign people to our Constitution, which makes us free. Obedience to that and adherence to that law, which makes us free. The Mosaic Institution. Hey, folks, socialists, Democrats, in many cases Republicans, all these party affiliations outside of the Constitution of America, they're just as foreign as foreigners coming into our land to who we are because they don't understand the price paid. Vietnam. My cousin was killed there. 58,121 men fought, bled, and died in a war that nobody knew what it was about for the most part, except the military-industrial complex, which made millions and millions and millions up to trillions of dollars off the blood of our boys. Okay? My cousin was killed there. I get this text telling me to get out of Dodge. I said, I'm a little surprised. I get up this morning. I called up my attorneys, nationally and locally. I told them, it's about ready to get real here in our backyard. And by the grace of God, and I mean this before you, Lord, even now, I ain't moving. My local attorney said to me, that's very wise. I said, I'm not breaking the law. I'm obeying the law. They're violating the law, and I'm not moving. He said, that's very wise. I said, I'm not looking for the approbation of men. I said, but isn't it interesting, my friend, that there's all these people in the state of Minnesota or in any other state, Michigan, so on and so forth, that are talking about because some foreigner comes in and takes office, instead of preventing it before it happens, they wait until after it happens. Prevention is better than cure, right? Not to them. Nope, someone else has got to go out there and sacrifice so they can enjoy more of their freedoms on their sacrifice. All these people are talking about getting out of Minnesota now. And I said to my attorney friend, I said, listen, I said, isn't it interesting we see these stickers all day long that these colors don't run? I said, but what are they doing? They tuck tail? When it's time to stand up and fight, it was okay for them to live out the freedoms and the time that they had at the expense of another, but now that it's their time to stand up and fight, they're the first ones gone? Really? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? That is not in our spiritual DNA, Christians, at all, in any sense of the word. Hey, Americans, patriots, Christians, conservatives, that is not in our DNA at all. How many people in your family had to fight, bleed, and die to give you what you have today, and you want to tuck tail and turn and run? You don't deserve the freedoms that you have. How many times have I told you, you are where you're at because of the professed church and the conservative talking heads today? If you have allowed them to paint you into a corner, and now that you're running out of paint and you have no more corner, you want to run to another state and do the same thing there. You're the worst of men. Let me say it again. You're the worst of men. And you're the reason that we're in trouble today. Oh, it's okay to live off of someone else's sacrifice. I think of Christ on the cross, bleeding Calvary, red with his blood, as the propitiation of the sins of mankind. And you have all these timid Christians that when they see things like that, they just want to stay to their own. They just want to hold to their own. You know, God's just keeping them in a corner. They need to be quiet. Faith is not quiet, let me tell you. And we're all to do the work of an evangelist. And if you look at what an evangelist does, what does he do? He goes out there and he seeks and saves that which is lost. Luke 19:10. He goes out there and by being the light and bringing the answers to the world, he reproves darkness because, again, he understands that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. But these don't. These people don't. Hey, America, especially you professed Christians, when is the enemy going to meet the Christ on his terms? You want to see the God of Abraham? You want to see the God of Moses, Joshua, the children of Israel? You want to see the God of Samson, the God of Gideon, Malachi, the small prophets, the major prophets? Then do the things that they did, America. Because again, let me remind you that we are not the type to turn and run in the face of an adversary. It's time to do what our forefathers did lawfully. And I want to tell you something, friends. The forces be, if they fear anything more than that, friends, I know not what it is. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I'm going to encourage you on the next segment big time.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Rod Romine from Michigan. This ministry is continually on the front lines in America. If any of you who hear this are just hearers of the word and not doers, Christ says he will spew us out of his mouth. Let's stand up for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, and keep this ministry funded. Thanks, Bradley, and your family.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You know, I wanted to tell you something, too. It's interesting, friends, now that I'm speaking of this. Did you know that over in Michigan, they have another woman that won the seat? And I'm getting a little feedback here, guys. And it was interesting that she wrapped herself with the Palestinian flag. Just to only further solidify the point. To further prove the point, friends, they literally... She wrapped herself, friends, in a Palestinian flag. That was her. She had that on during her victory speech. I don't need to say anything else, do I? And regardless if they have a flag on their bodies or not, pay attention what they're trying to implement. For goodness sakes, for your own good. For your own good. I got one more segment here. I want you to listen to this. This was Alexis de Tocqueville, French historian, reporting to the French Senate in the 1800s about your country, America. I went at your biddings and passed along through their thoroughfares of trade. I ascended their mountains and went down their valleys. I visited their manufactures, their commercial markets, and emporiums of trade. I entered their judicial courts and legislative halls, but I sought everywhere in vain for the secret of their success until I entered into the church. It was there as I listened to the soul-equalizing and soul-elevating principles of the gospel of Christ as they fell from Sabbath to Sabbath upon the masses of the people that I learned why America was great and free and why France was a slave. Why? Because Christ is the King. Period. Period. Christ is the King. And that was the flag that was flying during the Revolutionary War. Let me reiterate this point, friends. You meet him on his terms. You meet him on his terms, not yours. You meet him on his terms. I want you to listen to the spirit of the men that fought to give us what we have today. Because what we see today is a contrast to the preachers who thundered from America's pulpits before, during and after the Revolutionary War, calling and causing the colonists to stand up in the face of tyranny. The British labeled them as the much-feared black-robed regiment. The British were not only the ones who recognized them as the bulwarks of American independence, but so did all of their enemies. This is Bishop Charles Galley. In 1898, he said, of those that were on the cutting edge to give us what we have today in the face of tyranny, friends, 242 years ago, listen carefully. Mighty men they were, of iron nerve and strong hand and unblanched cheek and heart of flame. God needed not reeds shaken by the wind, not men clothed in soft raiment, Matthew 11:7-8, but heroes of hardihood and lofty courage. And such were the sons of the mighty who responded to the divine call. We're called, friends, to be ministers of the flames of fire. That's why people listen to the show, like that of John Wesley, who said, I set myself on fire every morning that the world can come watch me burn. God is a consuming fire. And we need to keep in mind, friends, I know that it's been pretty biased over the last 60 years in this country. It went from the law and the prophets to a false grace and a false mercy and a false love, false everything. And that's why we're dealing with anarchy today, friends. But that's not how it used to be in this country, in any sense of the word. We need to get back to who Christ is. He that saith, I abideth in him, ought himself also to walk, even as he walked. 1 John 2:6. Read it when you get a moment. Listen to the character of the men that established what we have today, over 242 years ago. Okay? In this case, this is a historian back in 1864 acknowledging the spirit of those that fought, bled, and died to give us what we have today. The ministers of the Revolution were, like their Puritan predecessors, bold, forward to danger, and fearless because they feared the face of the Lord. In the cause of their country, no class of men contributed more to carry forward the revolution and to achieve our independence than did the ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. By their prayers, patriotic sermons, and services, they rendered the highest assistance to the civil government and army and the country. Of course, why? Because God gave the government, Exodus 18:21. Our rights come from God, not from the state. John Kennedy rightly said, think not that your rights come from the generosity of the state. They come not from the state. They come from the hand of God. And folks, the Lord didn't give us rights to violate his word. And that's exactly what these politicians mean to do today. Again, Romans 12:21, as it says on these t-shirts, which are available on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the store. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. And Romans 12:21 says that we are to overcome evil with good. And again, let me remind all of you biblically illiterate people, in all sincerity, nowhere can you find in Scripture where the Lord told any one of his children to submit to tyranny. Nowhere. Nowhere. Why? Because it wouldn't be for their good. It wouldn't be a part of his government. Our Father who art in heaven, holy is your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in this earth as it is in heaven. Do you suggest that his government in heaven, he wants to establish a different government here in the earth the way tyrants want you to believe it is so? That's heretical. No wonder why we have so many people running apostate. Because they don't believe. We have believers, 86% of the American people, that don't believe. Because if they didn't, they wouldn't be following corrupt politicians in the first place. They'd be setting them straight. Through acting out, being a Protestant, Protestant. Again, I'm talking lawful. Lest my enemies pervert my meaning. Let me give you another one here. This is just absolutely incredible. Historian Alice Baldwin said in 1918 concerning those that fought, bled, and died to give us what we have today. Remember, these colors don't run America, right? The Constitutional Convention and the written Constitution, listen carefully, were the children of the pulpit. Historian Alice Baldwin, 1918. The Constitutional Convention and the written Constitution were the children of the pulpit. Four references of the Lord in the Declaration of Independence. The laws of nature and the natures of nature's God. We receive our inalienable rights given unto us by our Creator, right? They sought the supreme judge of the earth, right? And they sought out providence, friends. Throughout that documentation, who, in fact, were they obeying, friends? They were obeying God by throwing off the tyrants. And as a matter of fact, that's exactly what they continuously tell us. And that was the slogan and the seal. Go online right now and look at the seal that Thomas Jefferson, that Ben Franklin, and John Adams approved of for the United States of America. It is a picture of Pharaoh going to the waters, following the children of Israel where the waters came back on the children, or I'm sorry, the armies of Egypt and destroying them. Remember the Lord said to Moses, stand back and see the salvation of the Lord, but also notice that they were walking through the sea in obedience to him. In other words, they were doing all that they were commanded to do and they seen the results of God. And there you have it. America, listen to me carefully. We're in it today. It's real. It's happening. But it's time that America sees Jesus Christ for who he is. And who he uses, nobody knows. But I do know this. He promises to those that take him at his word to manifest himself unto them. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him, and I will manifest myself unto him. So it's a promise. It's not just a fleece, folks. We're talking about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who fails not one word, not one iota, not one jot, not one tittle of his promises. But we have to meet him at the cross of Jesus Christ, where the law drives you to the foot of the cross, Exodus 20, Galatians 3:24, Psalm 19:7, where it drives you to the foot of the cross where it can do no more, and you put your faith in Jesus Christ. He's the author and the finisher of your faith. And rest assured, if he is the author, he who has begun a good work in you will finish it until the day of Jesus Christ. Again, it's a promise, not mine, but it is a promise of him. And he is not a man that he should lie. And his word is infallible, friends. And it's immutable, which is even better. Because the Lord and his word endureth forever. I like to say that. Forever. And we are in a time where we need to see the Lord God Almighty show himself strong on the behalf of those that call upon him. And he promised the church that we could call upon him in all things, that we go into the Holy of Holies by a new and living way through the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, that we might commune with him. And we have a right to the throne of grace. But keep in mind, Matthew 11:12 says, the violent take it by force. We break into heaven. And the Bible also commands us that we are to press into the kingdom of God. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. We're going to have Ron Branston with us as well. So with that said, 1 John 3:18, see ya!
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.